let's get started with a couple of readings. We're going to continue on my little exploration into either parables that I feel like have been misunderstood or verses that have been used in ways that I think go against what they really meant. As I read this one, you'll recognize a specific part of this that you've probably been used in ways that you weren't appreciative of. So this comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Hear now these words. Jesus told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." Maybe a blessing, understanding, hopefully, to the meaning of these words. I also want to do a short reading from Adrian Marie Brown, who's a writer, activist, a New York Times bestselling author. And this is from her basically widely shared online and on print work that she calls Emergent Strategy. And then she says, "What we practice at the small scale sets the pattern for the whole system. The way we are at the small scale is the way we are at the large scale. The relationship we build, the way we treat each other, the ways we show up in community, these are the ways we will be together when things get more intense. There is no separation between how we are now and how we will be then." Doug, I'm going to ask you for another song, sir.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling pretty good. Yeah, things are all right. I better knock on wood. Got a nice warm bed and food to eat. And I might find one sleep, doggone sweet. If I get a little too far inside my head, she sits me right down, brings the cornbread. But yeah, you're all right, just like I said. That's how I roll. Better roll. Let the beauty of the world rob my soul. That's how I roll. Well, I want to tell you something about my child. He's a mighty fine young man. Never got too wild. He found himself a real good woman, too. And they're gonna do just what the young folks do. See the world, change your life. But our boy has this wonderful, loving wife. Once again, everything's alright. That's how they roll. Lord, let them roll. Heading out into the world, brave and bold. That's how they roll. With friends, where everyone's real, nobody pretends. We'll gather in a circle and we'll sing some songs, and I'll know this is just where I belong. When I get home, get something to eat, I'll grab my guitar and I'll take a seat. Sing a few more until I fall asleep. That's how we roll. We're gonna roll. Let the music of the world soothe our soul. That's how I roll. Let it roll. Let the beauty of the world rock my soul.
Help yourself.
Thank you again, Doug, very much. We appreciate it. My message today is entitled Make Room. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with just a very simple picture that you can kind of come back to throughout it. Just think of a door, a front door. And someone's standing there getting ready to knock, a hand halfway raised, almost to knock. And someone on, then picture someone on the other side, just standing there deciding whether to open it or not. Now, I start there because many of us know what it feels like to be on the outside of that door. And told quietly, or even loudly at times, there is no place for you here. And it's into a world like that where our text began with Jesus saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Not because everything is fine, but because love is not finished yet. He says, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. Many. Not just enough. Not a little less than what we need. More than enough. A house that does not run out of space is what he's talking about. A house that does not shrink when new people arrive. A house where where the ones who were told no, well, those folks are not just welcomed, but they actually change the house. They stretch it. They deepen it. They reveal what that house was meant to be all along, because when those who have been pushed out come in, table gets bigger, the stories get richer, and the truth gets harder to ignore. Many dwelling places. There is room. And then we hear him say this line that we've heard you so many times, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That line has been used at the door so many times. Used to keep the door closed. Used to say, if you don't believe like us, if you do not look like us, if you do not become like us, there's no room for you. That text has built sanctuaries and has built cages. Some of us have felt the bars of those cages. And if we're honest, there have been times when some of us have been holding keys to it as well. So we can't rush past this. We have to sort of sit in it, because this verse has been used to erase cultures, to justify exclusion, to tell LGBTQ plus folks that who they are has no place in God's house or with God's people. And some of us know that well, and some of those wounds are still open. So, listen carefully when you hear these scriptures that we've read. See, this is not a speech about world religions and which one's right and which one's wrong. This is a conversation in a room full of scared friends. Jesus is not handing out a password to heaven here. He's pointing back to a life that they have already seen. I am the way. The way that you watch when you watch me walk through life. The way that knelt down and washed your feet. The way that sat at tables that others avoided. The way that refused to let power decide who matters. See, the way is not a belief system. The way is a life that refuses to cooperate with dehumanization. I am the truth. And not a truth that you argue about. It's something that you live. Truth is what happens when love exposes the lie. The lie that some people are worth less. The lie that exclusion can be made sacred. The lie that gets the final word. Truth shows up when those lies start to break. I am five. And not someday in the sweet by and by. Right now. Life that rises whenever dignity is restored. Life that grows whenever people refuse to give up on each other. Life that refuses to stay buried under fear. And then again, he says, there are many dwelling places. Many. So which is it? One way that some people use these verses is to promote Christian exclusivity. Or is it that many rooms that Jesus himself speaks about in these verses? And we need to sit with that in life. Because that tension between those two ways of understanding this text matter. I'll tell you this. The way is singular in direction. It's towards love. It's always towards love. And by that definition, The rooms are many. They have to be because love refuses to be contained. It shows up in places we did not expect. It speaks in voices that we were taught to ignore. It moves through people we were told don't even belong. So the question isn't, are they in or are they out? The question simply is love happening here? It's love happening here. Philip says to Jesus, just show us God, and we'll be satisfied. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen God. And that's not meant to be some kind of divine riddle that he's offering. He's saying, look at what love does. Look at healing. Look at restoration. Look at resistance to systems that harm. That is where the sacred lives. That is where you can see God. Not in control, not in damnation, but in presence that refuses to abandon anyone. Then he goes on to say, those who trust this way will do the work that I do. Not admire the work that I do. Do the work that I do. And even greater works, he says, because this isn't about one life. It's about a movement. Now, let's take a little pause here. And if you're up for it, turn to someone near you, look them in the eye, and simply say this. There is room for you. You belong. Now, I know that may have felt a little awkward for some, but for some of us, even though it felt a little awkward, it was needed because some of us have been standing on the outside of that door for a very long time. So stay with the person you just talked to. Take a minute each and share this. Where have you felt like there wasn't room for you? And what would it have looked like for someone to make space for you? Take a couple of minutes and discuss that with someone. If you're going to be brutally honest with yourself and the person you're talking to,
they cut me off because of allergies. I'm going out of here.
Yes.
Yes.
Get you to wrap that. You're going to get to turn right back to them, though. I'll tell you then. We're going to finish with this. Tell your partner, this is one way that I can make room for someone else this week. And then tell them what that is. So take another couple of minutes. One way you can make room for someone else, maybe particularly a person you know is being left out. And then tell them what that is. Go ahead and do that.
Well, I guess it could be nice for you. I see people, but it's a fun year. I'm pretty interested. I hope he does ask me if he makes this. I got to be honest for you. I moved his name to have a great time with my parents. Again, it's from my college, but it's like there are a lot of people who don't get a chance to assist me. Yeah, for example.
All right. So listen, naming those things out loud that we just did matters. It matters because this world still runs on the lie of scarcity. Not enough room, not enough dignity, not enough care. And it trains us to guard what we have, to decide who deserves it, to close the doors just a little bit tighter. You see, Jesus paints a different world. many rooms. There is room. There's plenty of room. It expands. There's room. So, what do we do with troubled hearts? Well, we follow them. We follow them. Because troubled hearts, they often point to the places where love is being resisted. And instead of numbing that discomfort, we move. We show up. We make space. That might look like standing with someone that others are trying to push out. It might look like walking beside a person being shouted down and refusing to leave them alone. It might look like opening your own life in ways that feels risky. Not abstract, something concrete, something visible, risky. Are we making room? Are we making room? Because this will cost something. It will cost comfort. It may cost approval. It might cost relationships. But love has never been cheap, y'all. So here's the call for you today. Do not let your hearts be troubled into silence. Let them be troubled into movement. Make room in your words. Make room in your homes. Make room in your communities. Make room when it is easy. Make room when it costs you. Make room when you're afraid. Because there is room. There must always be room. And by the way we live this week, let us make room.
Some people gotta be a big fish. Some wanna be the king of the sea. Forever holding Neptune seven, it doesn't mean that much to me. Don't need my name known by everyone, better it matter just a few. I'll do the work, try not to act like a jerk. I know what I want to do. I want to swim in a small pond, feeding the soul with my friends, supporting each other like fish and sisters and brothers, and pray this gentle current never ends. I want to stay in the small pond. Well, the big fish wants to boss everyone around. Tell them what they need to do. Well, you better do this, and you shouldn't do that, if you know what's best for you. Thanks, but no thanks. I'll determine my own fate. There's a good chance that that big fish ends up on someone's dinner plate. I want to swim in a small pond, in a school with my friends, supporting each other like fishy sisters and brothers, and pray this gentler journey never ends. I want to stay in a small pond. Swim the circle. No one more important than the rest. Always a chance to shine. I know I have We tried ran on each other's beds. Meanwhile, the big fish is still proclaimed. You should subscribe to my channel. You should buy my book. And he keeps on flashing a red light that he's gonna end up on someone's hook. I wanna swim in a small bar. Be in a pool with my friends. Supporting each other like fishing is good on the boat. And praise the devil turning down. I wanna stay in a small bar. Wanna swim in a small bar.
Let's take a moment and bow our heads together. Let me be reminded that troubled hearts are not failures of faith, but signals that something in the world is out of alignment with love. May we resist the urge to numb them, to quiet them, to explain them away. May we instead listen closely enough to hear where love is being denied and courage is being called for. May we be moved to trust that there is room, even when we have been told there is not, even when we have been the ones who closed the door. May we be unsettled by the truth that love keeps expanding, and that expansion might require something from us. May we be open to the kind of life that does not ask who belongs, but builds spaces where belonging becomes real. May we learn again the way of love that washes feet, that crosses boundaries, that refuses to cooperate with harm. When the cost becomes clear, may we not turn away. May we remember that love has never been cheap, but it's always been worth it. May we leave here ready to make room in our words, in our lives, in our communities, and may the rooms we build be wide enough for those standing at the door to walk in and finally breathe. Amen. We send this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. May your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet. Look.
Shifting too far away from myself. Listening too much to everybody else. Spending too much time inside my head. Some days I just want to stay in bed. When I should get up, get something done instead. What used to work, it does not work today. What's the use of trying anyway? When I stand up and start to walk away, a spirit grabs a hold of me and puts me where I'm supposed to be. Suddenly, a melody comes my way. Along with some words that I should say to know if it's entertaining or But there's this song here that needs writing. Just how to get there, I don't know. They keep your heart open. See where it wants to go. Find out what you've got inside of you. Might be a song, it might be a poem. Whatever it is, you gotta bring it home. Let the story come your way. Say the words you need to say. Please don't let it scare you. Please don't be frightened. You got a story that needs writing. You got a story that needs writing.